Imagine your homepage like a song, a hook that grabs attention in 3 seconds, a verse that explains why you matter, and a chorus that makes people remember you. When that hook lands, visitors stop scrolling. When it doesn't, you get lost in the feed. Welcome, dreamers, doodlers, and design disruptors to The Tools of the Imagination, the podcast where we crack open the sketchbook of creativity and reveal the brushes, pixels, and bold ideas that turn visions into victories.
Hey everyone, Wendy here, ready with a pen and a stack of sticky notes. Mm-hmm, that song metaphor already has my head bobbing.
Anthony checking in. Metrics first brain engaged. Quick stat to kick us off. Users form an opinion about a site in about 5 seconds. That's your chorus or it's gone.
Right. Today we'll do three things. Feel why rhythm matters, learn three hands-on composing tools, and run through a 30-minute test you can actually copy and paste to a client. We'll also pause twice for short imagination sketches you'll do with a timer. Ready to tune up your layout?
Ready. Quick grounding question. When you say rhythm, are we talking only spacing, or does copy and imagery count too?
All of it. Rhythm is how type, image, negative space, and microcopy pulse together. Think melody equals hierarchy, rests equal negative space, and accents, buttons or product shots, land like percussion hits.
Mm-hmm. But full stop. Some designers argue dense, highly detailed layouts show craft. I actually think that density can be the difference between an artful design and a memorable brand. Why strip personality for conversions?
I hear you. Great point. And you're right. Density communicates character. My pushback is practical. In marketing, you have a short window to make one idea clear. Let complexity live in deeper pages or in a portfolio, but give the landing page a clear beat to act on.
So the trade-off is keep personality, but don't let it bury your primary action. I can get behind that.
Exactly. In our print and signage work, we let the artful details exist on posters or away from the hero collateral. The hero? One clear idea. Online, we saw a cramped hero lose eyes to clutter. Simplifying lifted clicks by double digits.
Okay, quick guided exercise before we dig tactics. Grab a pen or your phone. Close your eyes and count four in your head. 1, 2, 3, 4. Picture a bold headline on beat 1, supporting line on beat 3, and a CTA that lands like the chorus. Open your eyes, sketch headline, image, CTA in two boxes. I'll give you 30 seconds.
Done. Timers make it feel like a game. The headline instantly became the star when I forced the beats.
That tiny sketch is huge. It forces a single decision. Who leads the page? Which sets us up for the tools. Fast, testable things you can apply in minutes with Figma or Webflow.
Tool 1. Grid tempo. Pick a simple grid, 2 or 3 columns, and choose a tempo. For fast rhythm, tighten gutters and use smaller images. Things move quickly. For slow rhythm, widen spacing and let elements breathe. Pro tip, toggle column width in Figma or Webflow and watch the page field change in real time.
Right, and I want to underscore heat maps here. We showed a client a before and after hot jar map after widening gutters. The CTA lane lit up. They stopped arguing and started high-fiving.
Tool 2, focal beats. Pick one anchor, logo, product, or headline, and give it weight. In printing, it's the varnished area. Online, it's the visual anchor that gets the most clicks. Use full story or hot jar to verify where eyes land.
Tool 3. Negative space rests. Deliberate emptiness is active. Add breathing room around your CTA. Increase headline line height. Remove the fourth badge in the hero. Those rests let accents land. Think of them as musical pauses that make the next hit more powerful.
Quick demo anyone can do. Set a 90-second timer, change grid or spacing in Figma, publish the variant in Webflow, then run a simple A/B in Optimizely or Google Optimize, and watch the numbers. 90 seconds to create, the test runs on data.
And track heat maps, CTR, and scroll depth.
Those three tell you if you change the rhythm or just move pixels around. Data gives you the story to bring back to the client.
Studio case in 60 seconds. A wellness client had a hero stuffed with testimonials, features, and an autoplay video. We paired it to one headline, one image, one CTA, and two strategic rests. Result, time on page up 24%. Goal completions up 15% in a week. The product didn't change. How visitors heard the message did.
So how do you convince a client who loves to show everything? We need a script listeners can use when the design gets crowded with must-haves.
Here's a two-sentence client script you can paste. Let's run a one-variable A-B test for 7 days. Same copy, different spacing. I'll bring the data. If the cleaner layout wins, we roll it out. It's brief, measurable, and removes taste from the conversation.
Love that. Quick operational checklist you can run in 30 minutes. 1. Define the single primary action. 2. Create one clear visual anchor. 3. Add two negative space rests. 4. Build a single variant AB in your tool of choice. 5. Measure CTR, scroll depth, and heat maps for 1 week. Simple and repeatable.
Second imagination break. Think of a product page you love. Count beats again. Give the hero 2 beats, features 1 beat each, and a rest before the CTA. Sketch for 30 seconds.
Done. This turns fuzzy decisions into clear ones. And if you're still worried about missing brand soul, remember, rhythm can highlight personality. Use the richer, denser treatments in a portfolio page where people expect to linger.
All right, before we go, 3 quick takeaways. 1. Humans process visuals like music, so rhythm directs attention. 2. Use grid tempo, focal beats, and negative space rests to compose your layouts. 3. Test small, measure, and let the data decide. If you try nothing else this week, run the 30-minute checklist Anthony and I just outlined.
And if you want templates and checklists to speed that testing, register at mgwdstudios.com/submit. We made them so you can skip the setup and jump straight to results.
Next episode, we'll explore color as a conductor, how hue and contrast cue emotion and action. If this episode sparked something, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a creator who needs a creative boost. For custom layouts that convert or to submit a project for feedback, visit mgwwstudios.com. Imagine boldly, design brilliantly, connect creatively. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook.